Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Trivia Podcast, where I ask you questions about stuff you might not even know, but you just might if you watch TV shows
and movies. Hello and welcome to the TV and Movie Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Sheehan, and in this episode, I'll be asking questions from Evil Dead. Our guests today are Soul Survivor Josh and Final Girl Justine from the Scream Queens Horror Movie Road Trip Podcast. Guys, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us, Brian.
I'm excited
to have you guys again. I reached out, and it sounds like you guys are self-proclaimed Evil Dead experts. Is that fair to say?
Expert might be pushing a little bit, but we're definitely big fans.
Yeah, I certainly don't. I don't know. I'm ready for the trivia, but I'm not ready. So maybe on the other end, I will confidently say I'm an expert.
Yeah, depending on how good we do.
We'll see when we get there.
Yeah.
But again, before we get started, you guys have a cool podcast of your own, very unique, where you guys talk about horror movies while doing road trips, correct?
Yeah, that's right. We every month go on a road trip and we correlate a horror movie to go, you know, along to wherever we're visiting. And we talk about that movie on the way. And then second half of the show, we talk about where we visited. So it's part travel, part horror road trip podcast.
And we do give like a Knives rating and our favorite scene. So try to definitely keep it in the movie realm, you know, like we're our own kind of Siskel and Ebert over here.
You guys definitely have a lot of fun with your podcast. And I love that you do it themed based on where you're going to. I mean, again, I listened to your Evil Dead episode. You do it while you visit a cabin in the woods. I believe the Aliens episode I listened to, you were going to somewhere in Nevada, somewhere around Area 51.
We actually went to Roswell, New Mexico, where the famous crash happened in the 40s.
Okay, that sounds super stupid, what I just said. It was the only UFO alien reference I could think of, but it had some alien connection, right?
Exactly. There was deserts,
yeah,
and
like,
there were
the
aliens.
Desert. You're good. It's a state away, but they're so close.
I have to ask, too, as far as your podcast goes, do you guys have an all-time favorite and a least favorite horror film?
I'm not sure about least favorite, but okay. Yeah, we definitely have our all-time favorites. Mm-hmm. Justine can go ahead and I'll let you go
first. Golly, probably like all-time favorites. If I had to choose, it would probably be The Exorcist. That one just...
Holy smokes.
It's so much more than just like a horror movie. It is like just a legit... Just a legit film that that movie aficionados and those that are new to like a horror movie might all love at the same time. So yeah, The Exorcist for me.
Man, in college, I was going through the horror movie classics. I had never watched a lot of horror movies at that time, but you know, was watching the original of Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street, Child's Play, things like that. And again, I remember having like nightmares about these things when I was a kid. Chucky, you know, my toys coming out of my closet to kill me. You know, I was scared. And then rewatching that as an adult, I was like, this loses a lot of its scariness when you watch it when you're older. But I think The Exorcist was towards the end of my classics run. And wow, that holds up well.
Absolutely. I would totally agree. If you were like a young pup to horror right now and you watched it, I think you would be freaked out of your mind. It definitely holds when it comes to suspense, thrill, horror. It's effects. Just very well. Yeah, it's just well directed and the cast is phenomenal. So there it's a little tied up in a bow. That's perfection.
Really good. Josh?
Yeah, I'm going to actually cite one of the ones you just said. I'm a huge Nightmare on Elm Street and Scream fan. I'm a big Wes Craven junkie. So those are probably two of my all-time favorites, Scream and Nightmare on Elm Street.
Oh, you went and like put two in there?
Yeah, I cheated. I did two. Sorry.
That's totally fine. Totally fine. Man, I had just rewatched Scream maybe a year before I heard the new one was coming out.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't know how to take it. Like, it felt kind of Evil Dead-y, you know? This movie kind of felt like a joke.
Oh, yeah. It's definitely satirical, and it plays on the tropes. You know, they say they make fun of how people run up the stairs in a horror, and then a few minutes later, one of the characters has to do that, right? You know, things like that. So they definitely play on the tropes, and yeah, I love that about it.
All right. Well, before we get started with trivia, do you guys have a favorite Evil Dead moment?
Yeah.
You know what? Maybe we do.
Mine would probably be the big stop motion animation extravaganza at the end when he's finally kind of, he burns the book and all of them start decaying and dying. And it's just nasty claymation. Yeah. And yeah, it's just really fun. It looks like it took a lot of time, especially with the budget and how they did everything pretty much themselves, you know?
Well, they certainly spent a lot of time on that shot.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
And it's just so gross too.
Yeah. Let's see. For me, I'd have to say, not that it's like necessarily a favorite, but I do. I mean, it's the way that it's filmed is, I guess, like the craftiness of it is really what I enjoy. The fact that, you know, by basically doing it a lot in reverse, they were able to accomplish a realistic, authentic, and creepy.
Yeah, yeah, they do a really good job with the effects. I mean, this had to be one of Sam Raimi's first films, I imagine. It couldn't have had that high of a budget, but they did a great job with it.
Yeah, I think he was 20 years old when he directed it, and you know, just 20? A bunch of hit. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think he was 20 years old when he made it.
Wow.
Puts my 30-something butt to shame, that's for sure.
Oh, man. Well, before we get started with trivia, to my current listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you rate and subscribe and get some friends to do the same. You can send in your own trivia, email the show, and sign up for my Patreon to get 4 sweet bonus episodes a month. But more on that after some trivia. Josh and Justine, are you guys ready to go?
We're ready.
Ready as I'll ever be.
All right. Starting with round one, question number one. What does Ash find in the shed? Question number two. What is ominously banging against the cabin when they arrive? Question number three. Cheryl, with her hand seemingly possessed, draws a picture of what? Question number four, why can't Ash drive Cheryl away from the cabin? Question number five, where is a possessed Cheryl locked up most of the movie? Question number six, how is the Book of the Dead bound and inked? Question number seven, what piece of jewelry did Ash get his girlfriend? And question number eight, who is the only one to make it out alive? All right, going back to question number one. What does Ash find in the shed?
Do you want to answer that, Justin? Do you remember?
What's funny is I think...
Chainsaw?
I think it's the chainsaw.
The chainsaw?
Yeah, I think he finds the chainsaw.
The chainsaw is what I was looking for.
Oh, okay, cool. I was second guessing myself.
No, what's funny is when we went through the first round of you just saying it, in my head, I was like, chainsaw. But then I looked over at you and had this moment of like, wait, Are we already messing this
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I'm already second guessing myself.
No, again, I told you guys before the recording here, but again, a lot of these questions, it was a little bit of a struggle to come up with easy and medium questions for this movie. So I thought I'd start with that one because it just feels the most connected with this trilogy.
Yeah, for sure. Yes.
Question number two, what is ominously banging against the cabin when they arrive?
Okay.
It's like a porch swing?
Yeah, the porch swing.
Yep, the porch swing is correct there. And again, a scene that I love and just appreciate more since that specific part was featured in Donnie Darko. Have you guys seen that?
Oh, I have. Yeah. Is it when they're in the movie theater?
Yes.
And they go see you. Yeah, that's right. And that's where he first sees the bunny.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the bunny's name.
Is it Frank or something? Frank. Okay. I was like, okay. I know it's an old time kind of name.
Oh, man. That is it's a personal favorite. And man, just I can just hear the music along with that scene. I think he's just about to go out and, you know, do what Donnie does, put up the hood and
get hit by the car, right?
Oh, that comes much later.
A little later. Okay. Yeah, it's been a few years, but that's a good one.
Oh, man. Question number three. Cheryl, with her hand seemingly possessed, draws a picture of what?
Well, she draws the Book of the Dead face.
The Book of the Dead is what I was looking for, yes.
Okay, good. Because I couldn't remember if it was that or if she drew the basement door.
Well, I'm glad I answered.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
No, but it is the Book of the Dead before we necessarily realize what it is yet. And I don't know if that was just a picture that she ended up with or she actually drew that. But for her hand being portrayed as shakily as it is, she kind of nails that drawing.
She does, because it even looks like the book. Like, the face, like, she gets the, like, little face on it and stuff, too.
Yeah. She's like, I might be possessed, but I'm an artist at heart. I'm going to get this right.
Artist first.
Yeah.
Question number four. Why can't Ash drive Cheryl away from the cabin?
Well, is it because the bridge has collapsed? The force takes the bridge out?
Because the bridge is destroyed is correct.
Yay! I remember Linda, right, can't go because her ankle got pencil to
yeah,
it.
Like but some yeah. Leg.
Yeah, we'll be addressing that later.
Oh, okay.
But I have to say, listening to your guys' podcast, I believe you guys mentioned how that bridge they were legit able to destroy for real in the movie.
That's right. I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah,
that's
like
right.
It's like, I think they even, like, that's them filming it, right? Like, is the actual, because yeah. They only got one shot, I think, at it. So they're like, oh, I'm going to make this count. So
something like, yeah, it's been a while. But yeah, now that you mention that, I remember that now.
I thought that was really cool when I was listening to your guys' podcast.
Yeah, just all the guerrilla filmmaking, basically. Let's rip up a bridge and call it a day.
Question number five. Where is a possessed Cheryl locked up most of the movie?
Down in the cellar.
Down in the cellar is absolutely correct, which makes the part in the second movie so much stranger when he just chainsaws that door in half.
Yeah, right. That's true. Because you're like, in the first one, you needed that door.
So much. I mean, how familiar are you guys with the second movie as well?
Well, we covered it. So yeah. I didn't rewatch it recently, but a little familiar.
The first and Army of Darkness I've seen the most. The second one is just great because it's almost just a straight up comedy, but mm-hmm.
oh yeah but I had to ask because it feels almost like a reboot. I just talked about this with somebody, but you know, he brings Linda, you know, that's, she dies immediately at the beginning of the movie again. She has the same necklace. He like turns on the recorder and sees the Book of the Dead, like, and doesn't even recognize him. Like, there's like, and plus, why would you even go back to that cabin?
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. It is almost just like a straight on comedic remake of the first one.
Well, it was worth it.
Yeah. 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 The first one gets even bloodier and
well, like, and because
crazier.
Of it, we got Army of Darkness. So we, no complaints at all. Like,
yeah. Cause those two
no
connect.
Complaints.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Question number six. How is the Book of the Dead bound and inked?
By skin and blood.
Yeah, flesh and blood.
Yeah.
bound in human flesh, inked in human blood is absolutely correct.
I read a fun little fact today when I was kind of like, you know, trying to rack my brain with Evil Dead trivia that blood you can't actually write with because it either beads up and then dries and flakes. So you can't actually write with it. Just a little fact for everybody
out
there.
Or maybe just like you can add it to something that you can, like if you had some ink, like let me just thicken this up with a little special sauce. But
special sauce. Oh, man. I did not know that. I feel like that's kind of a trope in these types of movies. There's always something to do with blood somewhere, but I guess that makes sense.
That's what I thought, too. I was like, there's so many horror movies where things are written in blood. We've been lied to all this time.
All this time. Question number 7. What piece of jewelry did Ash get his girlfriend?
Oh, it's a necklace.
It's like it's a magnifying glass.
Yeah.
That is what it looked like, right? Like, but what's going through your mind when you're like, hey, I don't know if my girlfriend can like see or not. She's been having a lot of trouble reading lately. Let's get her this necklace with a magnifying glass on it. And maybe she I don't know, poke at an anthill.
And I love how she's just like, oh, Ash, it's so beautiful. Like, is it really?
I imagine that it's got to do with like that it's like an inside joke that we're not privy to, but they, you know, it makes sense to them.
I guess we can give them that.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's awfully a lot of credit, but I guess we say that. And question number 8 to end round 1. Who is the only one to make it out alive?
Well, that's questionable.
Yeah.
Does Ash actually... Well, I guess there's a sequel with him in it, a third, but if just stand... We'll say Ash.
Yes, yeah. If we did stand alone, it would be questionable, but because we do have other films with him in it, Ash survives.
Yeah.
He's our final boy.
And I guess the second part doesn't begin with him... No, that's the Army of Darkness ends where the second one ends. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm getting all myself confused with this Evil Dead timeline.
Well, you're absolutely correct with Ash. And I can see you being a little confused with this timeline here. I remember looking back at your podcast, too. You covered Army of Darkness first, and then you went back to the first Evil Dead movie after that as your very next episode. And I was wondering what the heck you guys were doing there.
Yeah. That was almost out of necessity. It was winter. There wasn't a whole lot to do. So we went down to medieval times in Dallas and covered Army of Darkness as like something, you know, that we could do
of course.
In bleak winter.
And it wouldn't have made sense to go back to the cabin because, you know, he's not there. He's in medieval times.
Yeah.
So it did kind of fit more to.
Yeah, it's basically out of necessity. We didn't have the cabin planned for till later that month and we needed a January episode. So we're like, we'll just do it backwards.
Dead of winter.
Yeah.
People just need content. Okay.
Yeah. Of course. Well, at the end of round 1, you guys are 8 for 8 right now.
Yes!
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I have 7 medium questions next for you here, starting with question number 9. Scotty says they might have gotten the cabin so cheap because why? Question number 10. The gang turns towards the cabin after a sign that says what? Question number 11. The first thing the evil voices tell Cheryl and eventually the others is to do what? Question number 12. The hilt of the dagger Scotty picks up in the basement is what? Question number 13. Linda, unlike the other possessed, mostly does what? Question number 14. Ash is unable to destroy his possessed girlfriend because he sees what? And question number 15, Ash finally stops the last two evil dead by doing what? All right, going back to question number 9, Scotty says they might have gotten the cabin so cheap because why?
Do you remember this one?
I think it's because the professor, what it was, people never returned or something.
I think that's more the second movie. This one has to do mostly with its condition.
Oh, yeah, it is really run down.
Dilapidated?
Dilapidated?
They say because it's probably run down. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay.
Yep, pretty run down, which, you know, it kind of was. How does this cabin compare to the one you guys stay at?
The one we stay at's pretty cute, so we're staying in a lot better conditions than these teenagers are.
Yeah, and we always choose one that has the hot tub, so
They
did not get that memo.
Man, that's what we need. We needed an Evil Dead reboot, but the cabin has a hot tub.
Yeah, there's something about it being like 20 degrees outside and being in a hot tub in the winter. So
perfect. Question number 10. The gang turns towards the cabin after a sign that says what?
Does it say, like, don't trespass?
Only sign that's come to mind is the one on the bridge that says, like, 3 tons or something, but...
Yes, it's the other stuff that's on that sign that says 3 tons.
Oh, three tons.
Of course.
Okay.
Man.
Don't give us that one. We didn't earn it.
I can't remember.
This is a very heavy, hint-heavy show. It's basically talking about the condition of the thing they have to cross to get to the cabin.
Oh, like bridge is like in ill repair or something?
Like faulty bridge.
Yeah. I'm going to give it to you because, again, this was kind of tough trivia to write for this movie. It says, dangerous bridge, travel at own risk.
Okay. I can't believe I remembered like the weight limit, but not... But like what it actually said.
I'm so surprised you even remember like 3 tons. Like
what?
All I could remember was the name of the truck that they are down the road and that bumper
sticker.
Yeah. Like,
well, I was looking out for just little things, so I guess I thought the weight limit might come in to play.
Even I thought that was a little much.
Yeah.
I was looking for the big letters, you know?
Yeah.
All right, question number 11. The first thing the evil voices tell Cheryl and eventually the others is to do what?
Join us?
Join us is what I was looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the few lines probably mentioned in every movie, right?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. And that's why it stuck with me, is because they say it all the time. I mean, I wouldn't mind if Bruce Campbell joined me.
Oh, man, speaking of... Oh my gosh, on your guys' podcast, you guys have covered an episode I saw on Bubba Hotep, which I've been dying to see. How was it?
You would like it. It's a lot of good, just weird, wacky silliness. It's like Elvis and the old folks home fighting zombies with JFK. Like, it's crazy. It's about, like, JFK and Elvis hiding out, living in an old folks' home, like, in some southern little town. And, yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
I saw it come up on a list of movies you might like if you watched, you know, Army of Darkness. And I was like, this sounds incredible. I need to see this movie.
You definitely need to check it out. Yes.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Question number 12. The hilt of the dagger Scotty picks up in the basement is what?
Kandorian? Kandorian dagger?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's Kandorian.
Man, you guys are good. I'm just kind of going for what it looks like.
Oh, okay. It's almost like, is it like stone or metal? Like it
almost looks like a weird needle. I don't know.
Yeah, it's really long. Linda,
like,
and
licking on it and everything because she's nasty.
I think she does that after she's possessed and she stabs that guy, but I'm just going for kind of like the hilt. The hilt is something special. Like, it looks extra freaky.
Does it have rubies on it? And is it gold or bronze or something? I just remember
I remember, like, rock. Like, it looks rocky or, like, old.
What I was looking for there was a skeleton. It's a skeleton and it's got that screaming skull kind of on it.
Oh, yes, it does. Yes, you are right. It does have a skeleton on it.
Well, I have more questions about that coming up in the bonus episode.
Awesome.
Question number 13. Linda, unlike the other possessed, mostly just does what?
Sings.
Yeah, a lot of like laughing and talking like a child.
She just kind of antagonizes.
Or she's sleeping. The other part, she's kind of like sleeping before she's possessed.
That's true. Yeah, I was just looking for, yeah, this weird smiling and laughing bit she does, which is just kind of strange.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
Question number 14. Ash is unable to destroy his possessed girlfriend because he notices what?
The necklace.
The beautiful magnifying glass necklace that he gave her, which just moved him too much.
Yeah, it was so special.
That's why it's got to be some kind of inside joke. I mean, yeah. It took him, he saw that and he was like, no, I'm not going to murder you, demon girlfriend.
And question number 15 here. Ash finally stops the last two evil dead by doing what?
Boom.
Well,
with
he throws
chainsaw?
The book in and then they dissolve.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, like I said earlier. Yeah, I've... when I mentioned my favorite part of the movie.
Like he throws that book in there and then they all like dissolve up.
Yeah, that's right. That's what happens.
Throwing the book in the fire is what I was looking for there, which, as you said, again, leads to that must be 2 or 3 minute scene of the bodies going through some type of decomposing thing here. I don't even know what that was, but it was interesting to watch.
Yeah, and there's like, it's very milky too. Like all the blood, so it's very, like, looks like milk.
I mean, there's that at one point. It looks like there might have been mashed potatoes at another point. You know, yeah. He really mixes it all together.
Yeah, they were definitely working in the kitchen for those special effects.
Well, at the end of round two, you are 14 for 15 right now.
Yay. Oh my gosh, my parents are going to be so mad at me. I didn't get them all right.
Ooh, I have 5 hard questions left, including some multiple point ones.
Okay.
All right, starting with question number 16. Scott mercilessly laughs at Cheryl for thinking what is in the basement. Question number 17. Once Scott cuts a possessed Shelly with his own knife, she bites off what? Question number 18. After Scott says he's leaving, what does he suggest they do with Linda since she can't walk? Question number 19 for 2 points. Part one here. Ash makes a toast based on what a friend of his said, who was what? What, nationality? And part two of that, what does Scott say Ash's toast means? And question number 20, another two-parter. Before Cheryl becomes possessed, what cool party trick does she do? And part two of that, Cheryl attacks Linda with a what? All right, going back to question number 16. Scott mercilessly laughs at Cheryl for thinking what is in the basement?
Animals.
An animal is what I was looking for, to which he just like goes above and beyond to laugh at her. And then once the camera circles around again, yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah, when he starts laughing, I'm like, what? That's pretty reasonable. There could be a raccoon or something down there.
But once his girlfriend suggests it, he's like, that makes sense.
Right.
What a punk move. Question number 17. Once Scott cuts a possessed Shelly with his own knife, she bites off what?
Finger?
More than that.
Like his whole hand or?
Her whole hand is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was like, he's like bleeding a lot. I remember because then he's like for the rest of the movie kind of
right,
like cradling
yeah.
that hand. And
yeah. No, but she bites off her own hand once he cuts her with the knife. And I guess it's just they loved so much that they put it in the next one.
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. That's it. Yes.
Question number 18. After Scott says he's leaving, what does he suggest they do with Linda since she can't walk?
Just leave her, right?
Yeah, like leave her there and they'll send people back, which is such a friendly thing to do.
Oh my gosh, just leave her. I was not expecting that. That was not the move someone usually makes.
Right, yeah. Not a friend anyways.
Yeah, just leave her. We'll come back. We'll send somebody. Oh my gosh. Question number 19. Let's start with part one here. Ash makes a toast based on what a friend of his said. Who was what?
Kandarian? That's gonna... I don't remember.
That's what the professor's like.
Yeah, that's why. Out. That's just the only other thing I could think of from the movie.
Yeah, European. Some, you know, associated more closely with ancient languages.
Okay, like Greek or...
Greek is correct.
Okay, there we go.
Well done. And you know what? I think he said Greek. I couldn't turn on subtitles for this movie because I bought it at some $5 bin somewhere, and it's like the cheapest copy of a DVD you could get, and it didn't even have a subtitles option. But I'm pretty sure he either said Greek or great.
We'll go with Greek.
He does start talking in another language here, which, for part two of that, what does Scott say Ash's toast means?
I'm stumped.
Yeah, I the moment that you read that off a little bit ago, I was like, I have no clue.
Sure, sure. Let me try and set the scene for you. Again, they just did this weird cutaway thing where they show something red being blended for a hot second before never seeing it again.
That's right.
And they're at the kitchen table. Ash gets up to do his toast, and then he's stumbling through it, and his girlfriend must say, like, what does that mean? And Scotty says, it means, and he's kind of sarcastic with it.
I know which scene you're talking about, yeah. Especially when you mentioned the blender.
Isn't he just being like a jerk about like to Ash? Like he's like, that just means you're a something something idiot or something.
It's hard to give a hint for this one. He says it means party down.
Scotty, he's always there for the lines, man.
He's the worst.
Yeah. Party down and leave her there.
Oh, man. And our last question, question number 20 for 2 points. Let's start with part one here. Before Cheryl becomes possessed, what cool party trick does she do?
She attempts like ESP, right? Like she knows the cards, but she's getting them all wrong.
Yes, I'm going to give it to you there. She's like predicting the next card that's coming up in that deck there. Does she get them all wrong? I thought she got them right.
I thought she got them right.
I thought she was getting them wrong. And then once What's-Her-Name got possessed, she started saying them correct.
Oh, yes. She was like, I know that. She's like, she's all of a sudden, card.
And
like,
she just starts saying them. But I could be remembering it wrong.
No, that's the person I was talking about. Cheryl, right before she gets possessed, she does that predicting trick.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
We're talking about the same person.
Okay. God.
You know what's funny is that, like, I hate that they have Cheryl and Shelley.
Yes.
Like, why Absolutely. Do they have those two names so like like each other?
Yeah.
It's so annoying. It's like when you have like an Ella and Emma and Ellen all in your class, you're just like, stop it. I can't.
Doesn't make it easy. And our last question here, part two of that. Later, Cheryl attacks Linda with a what?
Pencil. Right? Like a number two yellow.
A pencil is correct. A scene which Linda just kind of stands there and takes.
Yeah, she doesn't really try to fight her off, but just kind of hollers and screams.
She's like, that Ticonderoga went right through my Achilles.
I mean, Cheryl is going to town with that pencil, and Linda is just standing there screaming. Of course, you know, for the effects of that time and stuff, it's what we had to do, but her foot is planted.
Yeah. It still looks painful, though. Uh-huh. But yeah, she doesn't do much.
Well, with that bonus point there, you guys are ending with a 20 out of 20. Congratulations.
Yay! Oh, thank you. Gosh.
I'm so relieved.
You guys are Evil Dead experts.
We can finally say it.
I'm going to get a badge made. I'm going to walk around town wearing it.
I don't know about a badge, but you'll probably be getting a magnifying glass necklace in the mail sometime soon. Oh my gosh. Well, again, thank you guys so much for being here. Would you like to plug your stuff?
Yeah, you guys can find us at screamqueenspodcast.com, or you can look us up wherever you listen to podcasts at Scream Queens or Road Trip Comedy. And like we said, once a month we go on a trip and talk about a horror movie, and we have lots of fun, and we do reactions to movies on YouTube. You can find us there at Scream Queens Podcast. So
we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook,
you know, all the places. If you want to come, just hit us up.
And again, there's links to all of their stuff in the show notes, so be sure to check them out there. We are about to record a bonus episode, so if you'd like to check that out, you can listen to all the bonus episodes on Patreon for just $2 a month. Head on over to iTunes to drop a rating and tell someone you know about the show. It would really mean a lot. Lastly, if you have questions of your own or answers to any of mine, feel free to email me at tbtriviapod@gmail.com or reach out on any of the socials at tbtriviapod. Josh and Justine, thank you again so much for being here. You guys killed it.
Thank you so much, Brian, for having us. It was so much fun.
Loved it. Thank you.
Loved having you here. Listeners, thank you, and stay tuned for more trivia.